If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, about 13 hours ago, we could hear it all over Kansas City, all over Chiefs Kingdom, all over the National Football League. And that's everybody everywhere getting their schedules out and penning in the schedule of the year and getting your fall all put down on paper. Spent a good hour or so yesterday doing that at our house, figuring out which games we're going to, where the Chiefs are, where the bye week is, how it all factors in.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW. Let us surprise you.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
It all adds up 17-0!
45-0.
Go!
We're back.
We are so back. So are the Royals, by the way, to the same old Royals. The Royals are definitely back. They're definitely back to who they are. But the Chiefs are so back, baby. We are 17-0, and we are going to take care of business this year. The rest of the AFC West better
optimism.
Be on watch. Of course. Every year I go through the schedule. Win, win. Ask Josh every year. Win. We get to the end. He goes, 17-0, 16-0 again. I go, who are they losing to? Tell me who they're losing to right now on this schedule that you feel like is a better team, clearly a better team than the Kansas City Chiefs. I know Mac Dodd over there rooting for the Chargers is probably circling that 18th game, right, of October. You're like, here it is, right after the bye.
I'm excited. That's one that I circled, you know, going through the schedule. I'm like, ooh,
I want
to go to that one.
Game.
That's
okay,
a circle game for me.
I think that's our first game of the year because we start September with two back-to-back night games. And, you know, for our job, it's very tough to get out there for those evening games. And so it looks like for us, it's going to be the first game of the year is going to be that Los Angeles Chargers game Sunday, October 18th. I'm telling you, I'm letting Ralph know as well.
October home games.
October home games are the best.
Love it.
And we only get one.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. No, so I was like, all right, well, I got to shoot. And then boom, it ended up being a great matchup against the Chargers. So I'm stoked on that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Look, the Jets and Cardinals in November, noontime games. But at the end of the year, Andy Reid loves to have the back end of the schedule stacked at home. And it's important, I think, especially this year, too, to have those games at home. And I think it's interesting to look at the schedule and see how it kind of sets itself up because I do like this schedule. I'm not going to sit here and complain too much about the schedule. You know, you have three road games at the end of the year, November, December, and December, Buffalo, Rams, and Bengals back to back, and it's actually four of your five games are on the road during that stretch. but you get to finish the home part of your schedule or the end part of your schedule at home, which I think is going to be important, especially when this team is competing for a division championship. You're competing for a playoff spot, and you got a lot of young guys on your roster right now that have never been through this before, right? A lot of guys haven't been through this playoff push, and to have those games at home at the end of the year, I think is going to help those young guys a lot, and they're going to be able to utilize us in the crowd, you know, to kind of help them get over that hump that they're going to need maybe at the end of the season to secure themselves that playoff berth or to secure themselves that division title, however you want to look at it. So I always like the back end of the schedule being heavy with home games.
Yeah.
And they start the season at home too, which I think also is very good for these young guys because you go out there, you play well, you hear the cheers, you start to believe
prime
that you've
time
got
back
this.
To back
yeah,
home.
Prime time back to
week
back.
Week one
right?
And week two.
Yep. And home games, prime time back to back. Great for the young guys to get that exposure, but to get that exposure at home, to hear that crowd support them, to be behind them, to know after eight quarters that they can do it. And then you get an opportunity to go on the road to the Dolphins and the Raiders, which are, I hate to say it, two kind of gimmies right there at the beginning of the season.
They have to be wins.
Have to be wins. And so you're looking at the bye week after the first four games, 3-1 at worst, if you're gonna talk about this. 3-1 at worst, but I think there's no reason why this team can't be 4-0, Mac, going into the bye, because those are four teams on your schedule right then and there at the beginning of the year that I think you are better than. You know, Andy Reid's already preparing for Denver, has been since the week started, right? He's already got the book out on the Denver Broncos.
So that should be a win.
So that should be a win, because what did Jay say yesterday or the day before? Andy Reid's like, I think I wrote it down, like 33-8 after a bye, 10-3 in the regular season after a bye. So Andy Reid is pretty damn good when it comes to, you know, having that opportunity and that time to prepare for opponents. And so you get the opportunity to prepare for Denver for 8 months, and then you have a bye and you get the opportunity to prepare for the Chargers. You have an opportunity in the first 5 weeks of the season to be 3-0 against this division. And then through the first five games, if the Chiefs are 5-0, 3-0 against the AFC West, oh brother, it's huge. It is
massive,
time, man.
Massive.
It is time to start printing the AFC West Championship t-shirts again and the we're back, you know, type of stuff. And so that's why these first five games, first 6 weeks of this season to me are very imperative to get off to a good start. A lot of division games, AFC games. You get an opportunity to put your best foot forward right away because they're all AFC games as well. 3-0 in the division, 5-0 in the AFC. GTFO, one seed is ours.
And if you look at it, Broncos and Chargers play each other week five. So one of those two teams, if the Chiefs take care of their business, will have two division losses 5 weeks into the season.
That's crazy.
Massive right there. So to your point, it is imperative, in my opinion, especially when we get into this and we look at the back half of the schedule that I believe to be extremely tough. It's imperative they start this season hot. It's at home. It's prime time. They don't have the excuses to me. Dolphins and Raiders, we don't have to waste our breath on.
Right.
Colts, I think that's the best time to play them early on. Daniel Jones, we'll see who he is, if he's even going to be out there.
Right.
It may be Riley Leonard. Anthony Richardson's technically still an Indianapolis Colt. Mm-hmm. But either way, I think that is a game that they should win. They'll be favored in by 5.5 to 6.5 to 7.5
They're already
points.
A 2.5 point favorite against the Broncos to open this thing up. Okay, so you want to know who the favorite is in the AFC right now, in the AFC West? The Chiefs and Broncos play opening night, and the Chiefs are a 2.5 point favorite. Now, I'm sure Broncos would have been a 2.5 point favorite had that game.
That's a
right?
home favorite. Yeah. So they're basically saying on neutral field, that's a pick'em game.
Which is, I think, for where we are now as an organization, that says a lot. Like, you really feel good because, you know, the Mahomes injury, you think Vegas would maybe factor that in. They're not. You think the NFL would have factored that in. Clearly, they're not. So, like, anybody who's still on the fence about Patrick Mahomes not playing in the first couple of games of the season. I saw somebody yesterday. Well, they had the bye at week 4. That's to get Mahomes back. Oh, come on now.
Stop.
Mahomes is playing in week 1. Like, if people are still living in that world where Mahomes isn't playing in week 1, you're living in fantasy land.
They have back-to-back primetime games to start the season. That's not because Justin Fields to be shown. Yeah. No, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Fields. Yes. No, that
Chris
is not
Oladokun.
Happening.
Yeah. Hey, here's Garrett Nussmeier.
No.
Stop. No. Patrick Mahomes is going to be fine. He'll be playing in the preseason. He'll be at OTAs.
Right. And yeah. And also, too, Bo Nix will be fine. You know,
yes.
that's the
other
thing.
I think that goes both ways.
I think it does. I think it really does. And maybe Daniel Jones will be fine as well. You're not stacking these games at the beginning of the year when you're trying to get your league off on the right foot with games that are going to involve Slappy McSlapperson.
Exactly.
I mean, you're just not.
And to your point, I mean, the Broncos, obviously primetime against us week one, but then 2 weeks later, primetime against the Broncos at home. I mean, that's going to be a massive game.
Wait, against who?
Or against the Rams. Sorry, yeah. Against the Rams at home. That's going to be a massive primetime game, big numbers there, two huge markets, two big teams, huge fan bases. They need Bo Nix to be back. They play the Niners the next week. It'll probably be the primetime CBS game in the afternoon slot. Like, yeah, they've got the Chargers. Yeah, they are stacking that schedule early, and then another primetime game in the Super Bowl rematch, all in the first 6 weeks of the season for the Donkeys. They know Bo Nix will be fine.
Yeah, Bo Nix will be fine. Now, there's a couple of things that you look at in the schedule and you say, oh, okay, like back-to-back Seattle and Denver. That's an interesting one right there. Those are two tough games back-to-back on the road. You know, you'd like to say, all right, let's split one of those. Then you come home for the Jets, then you go to Atlanta, then you have Arizona. And then it's the Thanksgiving Day against Buffalo. And then you start a series of three straight road games at Buffalo, at the Rams, at the Bengals, before you come home for three of your final four games against the Pats, 49ers, Chargers, and the Raiders. So I think the two toughest parts of the schedule, Mac, and I'm sure you'll agree with me, October 25th, November 1st, the back-to-back road games at Seattle and at Denver, and then that trifecta coming up of road games with Buffalo, the Rams, and the Bengals in that mix. That is kind of a murderer's row, if
That's
you
insane.
Will. The good thing about that, though, is you play Thanksgiving, and then you have an entire week off. You play the next Thursday, and then you get a 10-day break. So that works out very well. And I said to you before the show, I said, I think this schedule appears a little bit of a makeup of what the Chiefs had over the last couple of years, where you're playing five games in 2 days, you know? And you're like, well, they got three games in 11 days. And you're right, they do. But that's that Thanksgiving week where everybody is now playing, right?
Yeah, it's
you
crazy.
You got eight teams playing on Wednesday. Well, no, you got 10 teams now playing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's a 30-year league you're playing,
crazy.
You know? It's right there.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
So there's going to be a lot of short rest for teams.
A lot of short weeks. And to be fair, I like that it's at least Falcons and Cardinals leading up to that Bills game in the three games in the short time. So at least
the Jets, Falcons, and Cardinals.
You're right. Jets, Falcons, Cardinals. You get a nice little rest there before you mentioned the murderer's row of those three. I'll add it to six, really, if you want to go there, because it's Bills, Rams, Bengals all away. And then it's Patriots. And then it's the Niners. And then it's the Chargers.
Yeah, that's a hell of a six-some at the end, right?
And we'll see. You know, I'm skeptical on both the Patriots and the Niners. There's a chance one of those two teams aren't what we think.
I think it's going to be the Patriots.
Because of the drama?
It has to be.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. And that's fair. And I think also, like, they had an extremely easy schedule. I think their roster is probably more at a talent deficit than we think.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw it against the Seahawks, how they got manned down. I think they'll be more of an average to a little slightly above average team here. And then the Niners, I just think every player they have is 31, 32,
older,
35.
Like, but they got a damn good football coach, Mac.
They do.
They got
a
damn
top five
good coach.
Elite. Yes, absolutely. Do you want to go through? We got some great texts coming
here,
too.
Yeah.
By the way, yeah, be involved. 913-586-7965. We are streaming as well on our 4K cameras.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Twitch, Twitter, Facebook. We are there on the Fan 965 YouTube as well, streaming live for you guys. So didn't we hear the same segment last season? Did you guys take this season and just replay it because you guys are off today or what? That's from the 816.
I don't understand what that means. I pick them to go 17-0 every year. It's been 16 years and running. I mean, since Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
This is what Bob does, and we're going to have to take a break here. We'll come back. We're going to talk a little more Chiefs before we get to some Royals stuff, and obviously we'll have Jay Binkley, Frank Caliendo on the show today later as well.
Yeah.
We're loaded. Mitch Holtis, but we should go through the schedule. I don't think I'm as optimistic as Bob. Obviously, Bob will be 17-0, 45-0 each game. But 35-0. Yeah, you're right. We can go through each game maybe when we come back.
Yeah, we'll see what they can do and how this whole thing is going to play out, because I am excited. I thought this schedule landed pretty good. We got noon games. We've got late games. We don't have any rando games. There's no Wednesday
game.
No
international.
There's no international game.
That's
huge. No Christmas game this year. You know, the holiday is going to be just fine. There's no Christmas Eve. There's no Christmas Day. So everybody gets that this year, which I think is very important.
I love that.
For a lot of people, because I know folks were kind of complaining about what was going on with the holidays and always playing on Christmas. The last 5 years or so, I think we've been on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but the Christmas slate, not as good as Thanksgiving. I'll tell you that. The Christmas slate is not nearly as good as Thanksgiving. Packers at Bears, Bills at Broncos, Rams at Seahawks. Mm. Nice slate, but it's not as good as that Thanksgiving Day slate that we talked about yesterday.
Awesome.
That may be the best slate of three games that I've ever seen in the NFL, not including including the postseason, but just that slate of games is
going
to be
records.
Just going to be fantastic. Just going to be fantastic. So what did you think of the release video that the Chiefs put out there yesterday?
I liked it. I thought
too.
It was good.
Yeah, it made up for the sourdough, right?
Yeah, I think it made up for the sourdough. I thought it was funny. I think locally here in Kansas City, I think more people would like it. Obviously, the Rob Riggle angle, all that stuff.
Sure.
I watch other schedule release videos like the Chargers, and that's just like a kind of a different level. I think that you kind of, it's like when you compare the NFL to other sports, I think that's the Chargers schedule release to everyone else.
That's
like,
their Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Don't compare them yet because we know they're not making it to the real one, right?
Right.
So, that's their Super Bowl, but yeah, I saw a couple of them, and a lot of them killed it, and I thought the Chiefs were one of them.
Yeah, thought the Chiefs did a really good job. It was funny. It was entertaining. I liked it a lot. I called the 888 number. Make sure you call that number as well.
Yes.
Call that. We'll call it when we come back. We'll do it live on the air.
Okay,
we'll call
great.
It for everybody good. On the air and let them hear what the number is that the Chiefs want you to call and who answers that phone. You'll be stunned next.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
All right. Blowing through a Friday morning here, 96.5. The Fan, Fesco and Dusty with you. Dusty Outmack in coming up in about 25 minutes. Our schedule release guru, Jay Binkley, will join us. We'll go over the schedule with him. Little known fact. Not only did Jay Binkley say Deshaun Watson should have been a Chief, he also did the third schedule release show of all time. So there you go. Jay Binkley coming up at 6:45, and then at 7 o'clock, Frank Caliendo will be in studio all hour long.
Woo!
I'm excited
That'll
to talk
be fun.
To Frank. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk to Frank Caliendo from 7 to 8 o'clock. Mitch Holthus will join us at 8:20. We'll have Joshua Briscoe coming up at 9 o'clock today. All of your Chiefs needs are going
Loaded.
To be met here on your home for the Kansas City Chiefs, 96.5 The Fan. Let's go. Fall is now officially in the books. We know the Chiefs' schedule.
Yes.
We know they're going to be 17-0. And the biggest question is, do we rest our players at the end of the season against the Raiders at home as we get ready for the playoffs?
I don't think I'm asking that.
I think
we've got a ways to go until I'm asking that. Yeah.
Oh, no, we're asking it right now.
Are
you resting your guys in week 18? Because I know I am. I mean, you got to factor in rest and rust. And
of course.
You're going to have the bye week. And so do you want to give him 2 weeks? Mahomes' knee. Does he need to get those two weeks of rest? I mean, that's what we're going to be talking about when we come back from holiday break. I'm just telling you that right now.
Okay, great.
Do we rest Patrick Mahomes and the starters? Right? Do we rest these guys? Do we take 2 weeks off? Or do we let them play a half? Do we let Justin Fields play? I can't wait to have those conversations because that means this team has figured it out and they're doing some great things. 17-0. I don't think they're giving up a point this season.
Not one.
Who's scoring?
No, of course.
Which team right now are you saying is going to score a point on the Chiefs?
We had the whole segment yesterday. Hey, be patient with the Chiefs defense. They
yeah,
take
but then
a while
the schedule
get,
came out.
And
it's completely
right.
different now that I see the order of the games back. It's completely different because I'm looking at the schedule right now. Bo Nix ain't scoring. Daniel Jones ain't scoring. Okay. Dolphins and Raiders. You're looking at
You don't know what you're talking about.
You're looking about 135-0 in the first four weeks of the season,
That's
baby. Let's go. Let's have some excitement about this football team.
Oh, I am extremely excited. I just like to think a little bit more realistic. Do you?
Why?
So, you want because that's the way I work.
I
Bob.
Don't want to be realistic. Let me tell you a real quick story, okay? About
being
realistic.
Yeah.
We're at soccer last night. Season ended last night. Not a great game, but we're sitting up in the stands, watching the game. Watching my daughter play, and a year younger is my other daughter. So one of the freshman boys, Tommy, comes up to me, and he's sitting there, and we're talking, and he's getting ready to wrestle and play football. And Mac, there was a junior high game 2 or 3 years ago. Now I guess it was 2 years ago with and Tommy was part of this team at California Trail. Went to 4 overtimes for the Olathe City Championship. It's still one of the most incredible games that I've ever seen, right? All of us are standing down there on the field. Like, it was unbelievable.
That's
right?
Sick.
And Tommy and Lowen are doing their thing out there. And I mean, like, this is one of these epic games. And I'm like, oh, this is great. We don't want this game to end, right? It's touchdown after missed extra point, missed. So you keep going and going and going. It was fantastic. Great football game. And so that was about 2 years ago. Tommy's just finishing his freshman year at Olathe East, and he's sitting down next to us, and we're talking about wrestling and stuff. And he looks at me and he goes, you know, I really wish I would have enjoyed that eighth grade football team more and freshman football team more, because life goes so fast, man. I didn't appreciate it in the moment. And I said, you sound like what I'm saying about Patrick Mahomes and this Chiefs era right now. And this is a kid who's a freshman having these thoughts already. He goes, man, I wish I would have, you know, taken, you know, eighth grade football a little bit more fun and enjoyed it a little bit more. And then freshman football, he goes, because we're never going to be back to that. These are my guys that I grew up with, and we're never going to play. Some are going to be on JV. Some are going to be on varsity. Some are going to phase out, not play anymore. These moments are the thing that matters most. And so when I get excited about this stuff, yeah, I get excited because there's not a lot of good surprises in life. There's not a lot of great things that happen to us. A lot of times the surprises are negative. And we've got this schedule. We got a surprise season coming up. And I am really excited about it because I do think they're going to be a good football team and a fun football team. And I am living in the moment because I know, as Tommy was saying yesterday, the kid in high school is realizing it. The moments go by so damn fast. And that's why I want to sit here and enjoy this and just say, yeah, 17-0. And I feel like they're back after that 6-11 season. Like, everything they've done this offseason, except the sourdough video, has been spectacularly awesome, right? Like, they get a zero for that thing, but everything else has been fantastic. And I know they won't go 17-0. We all know,
no, I know. Yeah,
that
yeah,
that's
yeah,
not
yeah.
going to happen. But I do have a really good feeling, and especially if they can start 3-1 or 4-0 and then have that bye, finish that healing process with Patrick Mahomes, and then conquer that rest of the season. Because a 3-1, 4-0 start, Mac, to start this thing, to have the bye, that's going to give Mahomes confidence. It's going to give the offense confidence. We're going to have confidence. And all of those rookies that we're counting on are going to have a lot of confidence.
That's exactly right, and that's why I actually have the Chiefs starting 5-0.
Oh, look at you.
5-0, the Chiefs start out. They come out hot. They beat the donkey's ass at home in primetime. Then they go to the Colts. They stay at
home. They ride that. They got two horses back to back.
Back to back. Primetime. Yes. Nighttime ass kicking for both the horse teams.
Nothing better than kicking a horse's ass.
Yes, exactly. And then at the Dolphins, at the Raiders, I don't think, again, we shouldn't be discussing those games. The Dolphins will be
right.
One of, if not the worst team in all of football. They shouldn't have more than 3 wins this whole season, really, truthfully. Mm-hmm. And then the Raiders, shouldn't have more than 5 or 6. The Chiefs won't be one of them. And then this is where it gets going, right? Then they play the Chargers at home. That's a game that I think they need to win. Like you said, after 5 weeks, they could be 3-0 in the division.
Yeah.
And because the Broncos and Chargers play each
and
other.
And that's half your games already taken care of.
Done.
You're at worst a 500 division
team. At worst. And that's with losing to all three of those, and that won't happen, right? So, in my opinion, probably 4-2. If you start 3-0, you're probably 4-2 again at worst, with a good potential of 5-1. So, you start 5-0 against those Chargers, against this schedule, and then the Chargers ending 5-0, and then you go to at Seattle. That would be my first loss for the Kansas City Chiefs at Seattle. Prime
time. Seattle scoring on this defense, Mac? I'd like to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I don't know how Jackson Smith and Jigba's ever going to get open. Yeah,
I mean, we did draft Delane. Okay, yeah. I don't know if you heard.
That will probably be his biggest test.
Look, man, I don't mean to interrupt, but like Sam Bradford's not going to be able to throw. Sam Darnold's, he's not going to be able to throw football because that defensive line is going to be eating him
down
for lunch.
Throats.
17 sacks in that game.
They do take their first division loss, 5-2. They beat the Jets and the Falcons and the Cardinals. That's 8-2. And this is where it gets tough for me.
This gets tough here, yeah.
This is where it gets tough. I think they lose 3 games in a row. Bills, Rams, and Bengals. I think they lose all 3 of these games. I think they go 8-5. Right there, they're 8-5.
I thought you'd be a nice replacement when Dusty was on vacation. We're going to have to get Binkley in here now. Get bent.
But it gets better. 9-5, they beat the Patriots. 10-5, they beat the 49ers. 10-6, they lose to the Chargers. They split the season series. 11-6, they beat the Raiders. 11 wins on the season. I feel like that's the over of the 10.5.
Do me a favor right
in the playoffs.
Now, emergency poll question. Would you take 11-6 right now?
Love it. I'm going to do it.
Would you? I'm asking. Would you take 11-6 right now? You would.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. 11-6.
I
think I think this is a tough schedule. Obviously, the three games in 11 days, which, again, that third game is the Bills
right
at Buffalo. And then after that, you've got the Rams, the Bengals, the Patriots, the Niners, the Chargers. That is a murderer's row.
It is, yeah.
It just is. And if you start, and if you take that before, you got the Seahawks. And there's just a lot of tough games. And all of the tough games, in my opinion, are the away ones. I think the home schedule is really easy. Like, honestly, let's look at what I said. I mean, I said... Yeah.
Well, other than
1, 2, 3 wins, 4, 5, and 0, they'll beat 6. And I have them going undefeated at home. In my said,
they should go undefeated at home. Yeah, so yeah. I mean, that's what it is. You go undefeated at home, split on the road. You've had yourself a really good season,
solid,
right? Yep, that's a good year. You take that any time of the day because that means 8 and 8 plus 4. That's 12 wins, right? Or however we work it out these days with the 17 game schedule. But that used to be always the way it was. You win all your games at home. And then you split on the road, and you're in the postseason every year. Yeah, so an emergency poll question, would you settle, or not settle, but would you sign up for 11-6 right now? Would you take 11-6 right now for the Chiefs? I'm going to say no on that question. Shockingly, I'm going to say question, because I think they can be better, and I think they're going to get better as the season goes along, and they're going to get better because they're going to develop confidence early on. All of a sudden, Rashee Rice is going to be a player. All of a sudden, Xavier Worthy is going to be a player. All of a sudden, we're going to see this young defense making plays. And as the season gets longer, as we talked about yesterday, that defense is just going to get better. That offense is going to become more efficient. It's going to become a cluster out there on offense. And I mean that in a good way, where defenses are not going to be predicting exactly what Andy Reid is going to do or how he's going to do it or what wide receiver is giving a tell at the line of scrimmage. And so that's why I think this schedule is set up so beautifully to give you confidence at the beginning of the year.
I do like that.
And that confidence, as you know, in sports is so powerful. It is so important. The mind is more important than anything else. And if you believe that you're going to win and you think you're going to win and you have the confidence that you're going to win and you know you're going to make great plays out there, then you're going to do that. There's nothing worse than an athlete who's in a slump that doesn't think he's ever going to get out of it. And so you can start the season with young and even Mahomes. I think Mahomes is probably going to need some early confidence
as well. Get that
with
mojo
that knee
back.
And all that kind of stuff. So totally. I think it's perfect for that. Develop that confidence. 17-0. They may shut out the entire schedule this year.
I do agree as far as the confidence is concerned. And I mean, I agree that they'll capitalize on it starting off 5-0. And I love the primetime beginning at home. I think for those young guys, to your point, the crowd getting behind them, I don't even think they don't know what this is going to feel like.
They have no idea.
They have no idea. And I think that adrenaline is going to be able to help push them through. And then I also really enjoy seeing the first road game for this young team. I mean, one of the youngest teams in the NFL, by the way. We went through what, top five, right?
Yeah, top five. I think number 2 or 3.
Yeah, number two or three, youngest team in the NFL. First road game for these young guys. It's at Miami.
At Miami.
It's at the Dolphins. Yeah. This isn't.
Just
you're not
don't
going
go
to
South
Buffalo.
Beach.
Yeah, exactly. Behave yourself.
Well, by South Beach and Vegas in back to back weeks. That's a bender.
That is a bender. I only know about South Beach, but I'll tell you what, man, it's fun down there. Yeah. Behave yourself. Go to bed on time, all those sorts of things. But I feel like if that's the biggest test of the week and it's not on the football field, it's you balancing the off-field stuff, okay, that's great. Let's learn how to be an adult in other areas of the world while we're actually focusing on work, and let's go do our business against a team that will be inferior in the Miami Dolphins and the Las Vegas Raiders as well.
Yeah. All right, we'll get more into scheduling stuff as we move along here throughout the day on 96.5. The Fan will talk more about it with Jay Binkley coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on 96.5. The Fan. Just one more quick thing. The Broncos schedule, they get five teams get 0 primetime games this year. The Jets, the Titans, the Raiders, the Cardinals, and the Dolphins, and the Broncos play 5 games against 4 of those, as do the Chiefs.
Yeah, take it.
But yeah,
I ain't gonna complain.
No, everybody's complaining about the the schedule. The Broncos, I'm like, that's criminal. They get all those games against those teams, and so we can use that against the Denver Broncos later in the season. Play it afternoon.
Exactly.
Nobody on your schedule. You had nobody on your schedule. So we'll talk more about it with Jay coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, what happened last night in Chicago? They lost again, right? Swept swept by the Chicago White Sox.
Six runs in each game.
Yeah.
Allowed.
Allowed. Yep. Six. You can't win when you're doing that because the Royals have scored four or less runs in 16 to 21 road games. So the simple math right there would say can't give up six and expect to win. It's just not going to happen. And the Royals yesterday, again, now have lost three straight to the Chicago White Sox. And I will say this, and it's going to be harsh. The White Sox were the only reason the Royals were perceived to be good over the last 3 years. That's it, or the last few years, whatever it's been. It's because of the Chicago White Sox. That stat that Carrington had about the White Sox and how many wins the Royals truly had on their schedule because of the Chicago White Sox, those days are over, folks. The Chicago White Sox are a better major league club than you, and they're a better overall organization than you. They have now passed you. And when you look at what the Royals are doing right now, it is not fun. It is not enjoyable, and it's not something I don't think any of them, you know, want to be in.
Sucks.
Bobby Witt said yesterday, this is not the team we are, but this is the team you are. This is exactly the team that this ball club is. And we have all been fooled by the 22 wins over the last 2 years against the Chicago White Sox, including the organization has been fooled by that, thinking they were on the right track. They had all the right players. And now we're at a spot where the Chicago White Sox are passing you and you're not able to feast and pad your record against the Chicago White Sox. And it's exposing you for an organization that isn't ready to compete right now.
I think they're being duped by that and just the 2024 results in and of itself.
Yeah.
Ooh, ALDS, 10 games over 500, just got Bobby Witt Jr. They're like, oh, we're rolling. This is great. We're doing everything right. Let's just not change. Let's stay the course.
And there you go.
And here we go.
And that's the problem. You didn't change. You didn't add. You didn't bring anything in. Nathan, our guy who usually fills in for you, is down at KMBZ this morning.
I'll have to go say hi.
Yeah, you got to go say hi. Yeah. And we were talking about him. And he goes, you know, this is just unacceptable right now. And I go, yeah, it is pretty much unacceptable. He goes, the talent just doesn't work on this team. This roster just doesn't work. And he's not wrong about that.
It's like goes back to the Chiefs stuff that we talk about. Like, okay, yeah, but are the coaches, are the managers in this case, putting them the talent that we have in a situation to succeed? Because
Hugh's got some explaining to do with a lot of things.
These
Mac.
Lineups are ridiculous. Yeah. Jack Caglione is a top six pick. Why is he not playing every day?
Why is Lane Thomas hitting third?
I don't. Why is Salvador Perez still hitting fourth?
Salvador Perez right now in big moments, I know he had two hits yesterday, but in moments that matter, he's 8 for 48 this year with runners in scoring position.
Wow. So yeah, 2 for 12, you're 1 for 6. Yeah, you're 17. Yeah.
And then
170, 180.
And then the worst part about last night, I'll say it, that sixth inning looked like they quit. The batters in that sixth inning looked like they quit.
Yep.
You had the starter out there. You allowed him to pitch seven pitches to four hitters. Everybody just swung at the first pitch. It looked like they were trying to catch a late dinner in St. Louis when they arrived last night.
Yep.
That's what that sixth inning reminded me of. That was pathetic. That was embarrassing. First pitch swinging, lazy fly balls, looking like you'd rather be somewhere else. That's the impression that I got in that sixth inning yesterday, that those guys would rather be elsewhere.
Done.
And I even texted you about it, and you're like, yeah, I kind of noticed that myself.
Yeah, it looks like they gave up
like
last night.
The starter was still in the game. Take some pitches, make him work, try to get into their bullpen. You got the heart of your lineup coming up at least one more time. And you went out there and you allowed that guy to have seven pitches for four batters. Pop up, lazy fly ball, pop up. That was it. Seven pitches out of the sixth inning. Onto the seventh we go. They gave up in the sixth inning last night.
That was done.
Done.
Against their little brother after already losing two prior. Sweet.
Yeah.
Let's be done.
They gave up. They gave up last night. And that was hard to watch.
It was sad. It was hard to watch, man.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Yeah.
This is not the team we signed up for. This is not the team that we should be seeing right now.
Mm-hmm.
They have more talent than what they're showing. I believe that wholeheartedly. They have the best player in the freaking AL right now.
Right now, yeah.
Currently.
And they're wasting
it. And they're five games under 500? They just got swept by the Chicago White Sox. They have Bobby Witt Jr. in his prime. He's 25, 26 years old. It is absolutely, like Nathan said, it's unacceptable. It's abysmal. It's an atrocity. Yeah.
Yep. It just doesn't work right now. So 10 days ago, we were asking the question, are the Royals back and all this nonsense, right? You're not back until you're a 500 at best ball club. You're just not a relevant ball club until you can get back to 500. Okay. I don't care what the rest of the American League is doing. So 10 days ago, you had 10 games coming up against your division. You had the Indians, you had the Tigers, you had the White Sox, 10 straight games against the American League Central. You went 4-6.
Yep.
you lost two games in the standings after starting 2-0. You started 2-0 against your division and then promptly went and did nothing else after that.
Yeah, you were on a five-game win streak after beating the Guardians twice. You just swept the Mariners. You're getting ready for at least a series win against the Guardians, and then you get a split. You go what? I guess you said 4-6. So you go started 2-0.
Yeah.
You go 2-6 the rest of the way.
Right. 2-6 the rest of the way against division opponents. Gosh. This is who we're measuring people by, right? This is who you measure each other by, your division. And so I don't want to hear about the rest of the division not being good, the rest of the American League not being good. We're in mid-May now. We're going to start to see some separation, okay? I promise you. We're going to start to see some of that separation, and I just don't know how much longer the Royals can kind of stay afloat because it just isn't working right now. The lineups are no good. The bullpen isn't producing right now. Your big stars, Vinny and Salvi, are zeros in the lineup at this point in time. And so they've got to find a way to figure this thing out, or it's going to be done. And the bullpen, here's what's happening in the bullpen. You know, since the middle of May, or since right now in May, in late and close games in the month of May, which late and close means seventh inning or later, one run game, tying run on, that kind of stuff, high pressure type situations, this bullpen in May has an ERA of 5.80. In April, in those same situations, they were 2.84.
Damn.
So the bullpen's not getting the job done. You want another eye-opener?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, runners in scoring position. The Royals are the worst in baseball. 30th in batting average, 30th in on-base percentage, 29th in slugging percentage when it comes to hitting with Royals in scoring or runners in scoring position. The league average, batting average, with runners in scoring position is .248. The Royals are .198. The league average on base percentage with runners in scoring position is .321. The Royals .264.
Jeez.
The league average slugging with Royals runners in scoring position .410. Royals are at .294. Well over 100 points below. This is not a team that has a clutch gene, that knows how to come through in a clutch situation, that really can deliver. They're just not a very good baseball team right now. It is who they are. And when people continue to say this is not the team that they are, this is the team that they are, that was disguised by 22 wins over the last 2 years by the Chicago White Sox.
That will not be there anymore.
And that will not be there anymore.
Goodbye. And yet you say it's not working, you say it's broken, and yet we see the same ass lineup trotted out there every time against a lefty. We see the same mistakes being made on the base paths. We see the same errors. We see the same lack of confidence. We see the same random pitch hit, pinch run. No rhyme, no reason, no rhythm. Yeah, I don't see a reason why things would change. And 500 by June 1st, which is obviously the infamous date. I mean
now how many? What are they? 5 games under 500 right now? 6 games under 500 right now? Right?
Yeah, they are
19 and 25. So they're 6 games under 500. They got to win a week straight just again to get back to even. And that puts you at the 22nd day of May, a week before June 1st. Can they do it? What tells you they can? Anything? I'm asking.
Oh, no, no.
No, I mean, no. I'm just asking the text, anything. Like,
yeah, please. And yeah, if we're being too negative, if there's something, hey,
now, these are grown adults here. You're 19 and 25.
If there's something we're missing, honestly, tell us. Yeah, because well, Bob, yeah. Genuinely, yeah. Is there a reason this will change right now? Because I'm looking for those answers. I cannot see them.
Yeah.
Other than, hey, Bobby Witt's great. Bobby Witt's been great. They're 6 games under 500.
Yeah.
He's maybe on pace for his best season ever, and that's really saying something when you're talking about Bobby Witt freaking Jr. Could win the... He won't win the MVP because this team sucks, but he could have won the MVP if this team was at least average.
Yeah.
He'd be in that running.
He's not an MVP candidate right now because of the team not living up to their end of the bargain. And if this continues this way, he ain't going to be here. He'll opt out.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of Angels comparisons right now in the text line, which I do not like seeing.
Oh, Angels.
Mike Trout,
yeah.
Angels.
I mean, that's a legit comparison. Coming up here on 96.5 The Fan, we'll get back to some positive stuff. We got the Chiefs schedule out. We got Jay Binkley breaking it all down next.
There's juice all over the place.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Jack Caglione, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Weekday morning starting at 6 right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
That song so much. Every single time we have Jay Binkley on to do some talking, we play that theme song for him. Good morning, Jay. And I just want to let you know, Jay, as we start this segment, of course, talking about the Chiefs schedule that dropped last night, I want to let you know this right up hand, right up front. I'm going to be honest with you. Mac does not have them going 17-0, Jay.
Sorry, Jay.
The 17-0, what, 35-0 every game, Bob?
Damn straight.
Yeah, I figured that's where you would be. But no, the schedule release, I love it, man. I love the creativity from these teams, man. Now we got this behind us. We have the draft behind us. It's go time at this point now.
Yeah, so what do you think when the schedule came out? I love the first 5 weeks. This is a team that has an opportunity to be 4-0 before the bye, beat the Chargers, start this thing 5-0, Jay.
No, I love it too. I mean, would I rather play that first game on the road? Yeah, because of Andy Reid and what he does when he has bye weeks or when he's first game of the year. But no, I love it. I mean, fans are going to love it here in Kansas City, having back-to-back home games. Not a huge fan of the bye week in week five. Wish they'd move that thing. I think most players would even want that kind of towards the middle of the season.
Sure.
Heard Sean McVay last night talking about week 11, their bye week. He loves that with all the travel they have. Just kind of that mid-season refresh. Week five. Too early on that. But I love the schedule for the Chiefs. I mean, having those games, having three of the last four at Arrowhead Stadium. I mean, it would be rough for a season ticket holder because between October 4th and December 21st, you have three games. And, of course, two of those are the Jets and Cardinals.
Right.
But as far as the Chiefs are concerned, I absolutely love the schedule for them.
Yeah, I do as well. And you're looking at, you know, the two home games. Then you go on the road, and it's at Miami, and it's at the Raiders. And what a great opportunity for some of these young players to kind of gain experience facing some of the lesser teams as well in the NFL and developing all of that confidence before you head into the bye, not only for the young guys, but for Patrick Mahomes to make sure his knee is 100% and all that. I think that's imperative, too. You get a nice little, you know, vacation, if you will, and I hate to use that term vacation, but road trip to Miami and the Raiders, and those are two teams that should be fighting for the number one draft pick potentially next year.
Yeah, you would think. I do think the Raiders, you know, are modestly improved. I think they're much better than Miami Dolphins. I think the Dolphins will be the ones fighting with the Cards for the number one pick. But the Raiders, I think they're improved. But again, week one. You know, we week one with the Broncos, because we talked about it the other day. Week one always lies. So, but make sure you get off to that good start and then have the Colts in week two. I love the fact they have these two games back-to-back to start the season. But, yeah, going to Miami and then the Raiders, then the bye week, that'll be nice for these players to get a little refresh.
Talking with Jay Binkley here, our NFL schedule insider on 96.5 The Fan. And then at Seattle and at Denver, those are two right there that are kind of a bear. Those are two tough games for the Chiefs in the end of October and the beginning of November. If you can split out of that, Jay, then you're really talking about a team that is going to the postseason this year.
Oh, 100%. You split one of the, you get a win in one of those two games, that can be incredibly difficult. We know that is. They'll get a test to Seattle in the preseason. Obviously, Seattle, it's tough, and they'll figure it out. It is tough when you have that bullseye in your back, and the Chiefs have been able to withstand it. When so many teams can't, they get to that pinnacle, they get to the Super Bowl, and they're on the back of the milk cart the next season. They just don't follow it up. For what the Chiefs have done, the sustained success of getting to the Super Bowl, then going back again, especially when you're public enemy number one. You're the team with that big bullseye on their back, with Mahomes and Reed. You're the one with the national media, the fans start turning against you because you're so good. Some teams can't handle that. And a lot of teams melt down with that kind of pressure, but the Chiefs haven't melted that pressure. And they keep taking everybody's best. Andy Reid's seen so many different ways for other teams to slow down and stop the Chiefs. That's been a common narrative the last decade against the Chiefs. Well, they found a way to beat the Chiefs. And, you know, around week three or week four, they'll say that'll be one of the topics when you watch NFL Network or ESPN Live. It's, have teams figured a way to stop the Chiefs or slow down the Chiefs? Maybe for a week or so, and then they'll reset, regroup, and they come back and they end up in the Super Bowl. But that's been a common theme around the NFL. Have we figured out a way to stop the Chiefs? Yeah, maybe for a week or two, but then they're right back.
What are they going to do to try to stop the Chiefs this year, Jay? Because nobody's going to know what to do for the first couple of weeks of this season and how to approach the Chiefs because it's a completely different offense.
It's the big unknown, especially when they get Kenneth Walker into Kansas City. It changes because now you wonder what they're going to do. All right, what are we going to do? We see more of a running game from the Chiefs. They're going to go back to the Chiefs when they had Kareem Hunt lead the NFL in rushing because, you know, that's the other thing. Andy Reid, you know, never runs the football. Well, he does with the right guy because Andy Reid, yes, he did, had the leading rusher in the NFL with Kareem Hunt. So it can be done. Yeah, he shifted kind of right back to the passing attack game. But there for a while when he knew he had that guy in the backfield, things changed. I mean, you look at that year Kareem Hunt led the NFL in rushing, it was a different-looking offense for the Kansas City Chiefs that quickly shifted back. But can he shift back into a predominantly, you know, heavy running game only to have Mahomes just excel when everybody's kind of looking at Kenneth Walker? 100%. So I think those two are going to play off each other really well.
All right, Jay, before we let you get out of here, I'm looking at the bye week. I know you said it was early. You don't like it. And normally I would say that, but actually personally it works out for me. I've got to be at an event that weekend out of town. So I'm actually right when the bye week landed there, I'm like, oh, this is perfect. It couldn't have been any better. The worst would have been a noontime home game for me in that spot. So I'm like, all right, we get a bye week. I get to do my thing. Fall weddings, are we allowed to plan those during the bye week? Where do you stand on the fall wedding now that we've seen the schedule, Jay?
Hell no, because you get the other games. It's one of those things, when the Chiefs have a bye week, man, better sit back with some brew and nachos and watch Red Zone the entire day. That is a great NFL day. So no, you can't get married during a bye week. NFL season's off, man. Bye week whenever, but that is entirely off. But yeah, having that bye week that early, only two teams have their bye week that early, the Chiefs and the Panthers. I'm not a big fan of fifth week bye week.
You want to jump in there, John?
I'll tell you what, man, I wasn't ready for what you were looking for, man. I saw pointing at microphones, and I had no idea where we were going right now, man.
Frank Caliendo in studio. No. So, but he's doing this fall wedding thing, and you're looking at me going, oh, my God.
I just thought it was interesting. I wasn't exactly sure where you were going with all of it, but I do know you were going toward football. I tell you what, man, what's your snap count, man? What do you got there? You gonna clap? You're not a clapper, are you? I tell you what, man, get it going. Little spider two wide banana. Who's the primary? The fullback, man. It's always the fullback.
Let me tell you this, John. If your friend gets married in the wedding, they hate you. They're dying for you to go out and buy them a toaster. Why? Because buying somebody a toaster is a sign of disrespect. If you have me sit at your wedding in the fall, you disrespect me. You're getting a toaster. That's just the rules.
I'll tell you what, man, that marriage might last, but that friendship is done. That's what that's for. We're doing a fall wedding.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I don't care if it's a bye week. I don't care if it's the week before the Super Bowl, man. It's football. It's football. Yeah.
You thought you were my friend, and you're not, because that is disrespectful to make your friends do that. 100% with you, John.
Jay, we appreciate it. Enjoy reading the schedule, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, guys, take care. Kellyanne does the best.
He is. There's no question about it. He'll be with us for the next hour here on 96.5 The Fan.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Carter Jensen, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty, weekday morning starting at 6, right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.